接下来让我们读今天的讲道经文。今天的讲道经文是《路加福音》18:15-17。有人抱着自己的婴孩来见耶稣，要他摸他们。门徒看见就责备那些人，耶稣却叫他们来说，让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在神国的正是这样的人。我实在告诉你们，凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。谢谢主的话语。
你好。
你好。
Hello. It's lovely to see you all.
非常高兴再见到你们。
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here. I will pray before we get started. How does that sound?
谢谢你们啊，让我到这儿来讲。非常高兴能来到这儿。在我们讲到之前呢，我们先低头祷告。
Let's pray.
低头祷告。
Heavenly Father.
天父啊。
We ask that as we look at your word.
当我们今天来仰望你的话语的时候。
That you might speak to us.
希望你向我们的心灵说话。
Help us to see that you value little children.
让我们看到孩子们的价值。
And that you long for us to come like little children.
你希望我们也像孩子一样来到你的面前。
That each and every single one of us might receive the glorious kingdom of God.
使我们每个人都能接受到，进入到那个荣耀的国度。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
奉耶稣的名。Amen.
Now I have young children. For those who don't know, those who may not have ever seen them, I have 3 young children.
我有年幼的孩子。我不知道你可能不知道，也许你从来没有见过他们。我准确的说呢，我有3个孩子。
In the morning, I had a picture, and I'd show you a picture, but a bit small on here. I normally have a picture up there.
一般的是他会在上面把这三个孩子的照片放出来，可是今天这个照片太小了。
Micah, Tilly, and Eve, 6 years, 4 years, and 8 months.
米迦、提利和这个夏娃6岁、4岁。
And they're a blessing. My wife and I love them all very, very much.
这是他们对我们来说这个很大的祝福。我的妻子和我呢，非常的爱他们。
We are very thankful to God that He has given each of these kids to us.
我们非常的感谢神，为每一个孩子来感谢神。
But gee, they're an inconvenience.
有的时候孩子会带来很多的麻烦呢。
Micah, my boy, he's always active, always excitable.
麦卡呢，米迦呢，这个大孩子呢，总是非常的活跃，非常的兴奋。
And he always wants to be just there, always.
他总是在那里，无论什么时候，总是在那里。
And Tilly, she doesn't understand what a quiet inside voice is.
Tilly 呢，我的女儿呢，她不知道啊，什么叫安静，什么叫内心的声音。
And if she doesn't want to do something, she just won't.
如果她是不做什么，你想让她做是没门的。
And if we push her to do it, she has an automated built-in cry to get out of it mechanism.
如果你要是要催她，她不想做什么，那么她就内自动的内在机制，反正就是哭，一哭就问题就解决了。
And then Eve, our little one, struggles with this concept called sleep.
你说因为我那个小女儿呢，就是在睡觉上很有麻烦。
Specifically between the hours of 11 p.m. and 7 a.m.
尤其是在晚上11点到早晨7点的时候，很难睡觉。
And all of them are just so dependent on us.
你知不知道三个孩子都非常的依赖我们。
So desperately humble and needy, they even need us to make their breakfast for them every day.
他们是这样的谦卑，他们这样的需要我们啊！他们因为都是孩子嘛，所以连早饭都需要我们来给他们打理。
But they're kids, aren't they? They're little ones. They're children.
你知道吗？他们是孩子，是不是？他们是很小的小孩子。
And that's a big part of the point that Jesus wants to make in our little passage today.
这就是耶稣在我们今天这段经文要说的。
Two things. Let them come. Jesus valued little children. He valued and welcomed them, which means we should value and welcome them too.
首先让孩子们到这儿来，让我们看到孩子们对耶稣的价值。他看中了小孩子们，我们呢也欢迎重视这些小孩子们。
But probably bigger than that in this passage is come like them. The right way to approach God, the right way to receive the kingdom of God.
另一方面说将让我们也像小孩子一样单纯的来亲近神，这才是真正的进入神里面的道路。
We need humble, childlike faith with humility and dependence.
我们应当像孩子一样，用那样谦卑的心，谦卑来依靠神。
Faith, trust like that of a completely dependent child.
让我们对神有信心，就像一个孩子一样，对完全的依赖父母那样，对神有信心。
So we just had that story read, but what was happening at the beginning of our passage?
我们今天刚来读了这个经文，我们在这段经文的开始发生了什么呢？
It's almost Christmas, and when you go to the supermarkets, you see a man with a beard and a big red suit sitting on a chair, don't you?
现在到圣诞节了，你要是到这个超市上去，看到有个圣诞老人，戴着白胡子，穿着红衣服在那坐着，是不是啊？
Santa, and people bring their little babies and kids to him, don't they?
你知道吗？那是圣诞老人，然后那个人呢，都把小孩抱过来，让那个
for photos,
让他 for photos. 让他来跟他们照相。
And then there's the Pope. You know of the Pope?
你知道教皇吗？
People often bring their babies to him because they want him to bless them.
你知道人们把小孩子们带到那个教皇面前，希望他也给他们按手祝福。
That's kind of what's happening here in verse 15. Have a read with me.
这个就是今天我们在十五节这里的内容，说有人抱着自己的婴孩来见耶稣，要他摸他们，门徒看见就责备那些人。
Bringing babies, did you see that? The picture is of small children.
你知道吗？他们把孩子们带来了。这是这个婴带来这个小孩子这么一个图画。
And so while they were doing this, verse 15 said that they brought them to have Jesus touch them.
他们为什么要这么做呢？他们把这个小孩子带到耶稣那里，让耶稣来摸他们。
In Matthew's account, in Matthew 19:13, he says, place his hands on them to pray for them, to bless them.
在马太福音，按照马太的说法呢，在十九章十三节呢说，有人带着小孩子来见耶稣，要耶稣给他们按手祷告，为他们祝福。
Maybe this is why the disciples do what they do. They don't believe this is a good idea. That you shouldn't do this practice.
这就是门徒为什么不喜欢这么做的原因。可能他们觉得这不是很好。
Because have a look at what they do in the second half of verse 15.
然后我们在下边的这个下一段，我看看。他们做的
yeah. You read?
下一个我这上面有了、yeah. 耶稣却叫他们来说，让小孩子们到我这来，不要禁止他们，因为在神国的正是这样的人。我实在告诉你们，凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。
Rebuked, did you see that? They reprimanded them, they told them off, told them to go away.
你知道吗？他们来这些门徒责备那些人，让他们走开。
And today it's important we look at the two responses, the disciples' response and then Jesus' response.
今天我们看看这两个不同的反应，一个是耶稣的回应，一个是门徒的回应。
Don't be too quick to judge the disciples. We often do that. Maybe they thought Jesus was too busy or too tired.
但是我们不是首先的很快的做出判断来，判断那门徒也许他们觉得耶稣太忙太累了。
But this is more about the inconvenience of a child's insignificance.
这是说的是孩子呢，觉得他们无足轻重，带来很多的不便。
The disciples' response will contrast with Jesus' response.
我们看到耶稣的反应给门徒的反应形成了一个强烈的对比。
And Jesus' response will contrast even more with the response of the day.
你知道吗？耶稣的反应可能跟那个时代人们的反应也会形成强烈的对比。
See, in the ancient world, there was no sentimentality for children. There was no Disney movies, no play dates, no Happy Meals at McDonald's, no playtimes.
你知道，在古代时间呢，孩子不像今天这样能多愁善感。他们没有迪士尼的电影，没有游戏的时间，也没有麦当劳，也没有游玩的时间。
See, children were of some use at best and burdens at worst.
对大人说，孩子好了呢，就是有点用；坏了说呢，就是对父母是一个负担。
There are a few reasons for the infant mortality rates to be so high.
在那个时代呢，可能有几个原因，所以婴孩的死亡率呢是非常的高。
Children had very little value. They were often abandoned. They were left literally like rubbish in the streets.
你知道那个时候，因为孩子没多少价值，所以呢，经常的就会被丢掉，丢人们就像丢垃圾一样，把孩子丢了。
And the most common family was a one-child family. You didn't see many families of four or five.
啊，在那个时候呢，常常是呢一个就是一个家庭就是一个孩子，你很少看到啊这个家庭有四五个孩子，一个就够了。
And daughters, well, one maybe, but you certainly didn't need two.
如果有女儿的话，你一个就够了，你用不着两个。
And so unwanted children were disposed of, often sold into slavery. Others, many in fact, were killed as infants or aborted in the womb.
你知道那些不需要孩子呢，就处理掉了，经常呢卖给别人当奴隶啊，有的时候呢，婴儿在婴孩的时候就被杀掉，或者在母腹里的时候就堕胎了。
It's horrible, isn't it?
非常可怕，是不是
？Now the disciples were Jewish.
你知道这些门徒他们都是犹太人。
And Jewish people were prohibited from killing infants, but it seems the disciples here have a good reason in their culture to think this Santa business was a bit inappropriate.
你知道犹太人呢是禁止杀害婴孩的，但是呢门徒呢有充分的理由认为，像这种做圣诞老人这种生意绝对是不合适。
Maybe just annoying the insignificance of these kids. Get rid of them. They're just inconvenience.
也许这个孩子们无足轻重，让他们到这来只是给带来很多的麻烦，让他们走开。
But not Jesus. His response contrasts strongly.
但是耶稣呢并不这样认为，耶稣的反应和这些门徒的反应形成了非常强烈的对照。
Mark in one of the other Gospels is more emotive. He says Jesus was indignant. He was angry.
你知道马可呢，他是一个更有情感的作家，他那里说马可看见了就恼怒，耶稣就生气。
But hear what Jesus says in verse 16.
所以呢十六节这里说，耶稣却叫他们来说，让小孩子们到我这儿来，不要禁止他们，因为在神国的正是这样的人。
Do you see that? Jesus cares deeply for children.
你看到了吗？耶稣非常的关心这些孩子们。
His attitude contrasts with the disciples. It contrasts significantly with that of his day too.
你知道耶稣的态度跟门徒的态度形成了很强烈的对比，也跟那个时代人们对孩子的态度形成了一个非常鲜明的对照。
Sometimes and sadly, it contrasts with the attitude and actions of the church.
非常悲哀的是，可能耶稣的态度也可能跟我们今天教会的态度和行为呢，也形成了对比。
As a side note, it is devastating what has been found with the Royal Commission in this country, isn't it?
Sorry.
It's devastating what's been found in the Royal Commission, the investigations into child sexual abuse in the church.
Yeah, okay. 你知道现在这个 Royal Commission 呢，来调查这个教会，就是对孩子之中性骚扰这些东西，所以看出来这个原因。
It would anger Jesus.
如果耶稣看见了，就非常生气。
And it should anger us, and we should respond, which is why we have the redress scheme, why we're trying to care for these people.
这就是我们的态度，我们应当关心这些孩子们。
Jesus says, "Let them come. Do not hinder them."
耶稣说，让这些孩子们到这儿来，不要禁止他们。
We should let them come. We should not ever hinder children from coming to Jesus.
我们也是应当让小孩子们到耶稣的面前来，不要禁止这些孩子们来到耶稣这里。
But it's hard because kids can be just so inconvenient, can't they?
但是有的时候非常难，是吧？因为孩子们可能很不方便，是不是这样？
If you want to go somewhere, you want quiet, you want something to eat, you want to sleep, you just want to go to the toilet, and it can be the same with church, this gathering itself.
你可能想去某个地方，你可能想安静，你想可能想吃点东西，想睡觉，你可能想就跟像在教会一样我们需要聚会，我们觉得孩子们非常的打扰。
And so quickly, let me just say to parents or grandparents here today, and then something to all of us.
我们现在可以向父母、祖父母说句话。
Parents, please don't hinder. Make the effort to bring your kids, your children to church here.
做父母的，我们不要禁止我们的孩子来到教会，努力的把孩子们带到教会里来。
But as parents, there's the home as well, and that's an important place where you can potentially hinder them. Let them come to Jesus. Do not hinder.
但其实在家里也是一样，在家里也要让孩子们来到耶稣的面前，不要禁止他们。
Do you pray with your children?
你是不是和你的孩子在一起祷告？
Is Jesus on your lips daily?
耶稣是耶稣，你是说传扬耶稣的话，是不是常在你的嘴上？
The words you speak, the songs you sing together at home, in the car, the conversations you have.
啊，你说的话，你在家里，在车里所唱的歌，还有你的谈话里，是不是常常有耶稣呢？
Is his word read by all of you, like all of you, not just the children at bedtime?
嗯，就说哎，你们我们是不是我们每个人，连同我们的孩子，是不是我们也都来读神的话呢？
Are you taking the responsibility to grow in your depth of insight, your knowledge and love of the Lord?
你啊，是不是在让孩子读神读神的话，有属灵的洞察力，在对主的认识和爱上来不断的增加啊，来提升他们呢？
So when they come and like tug on your clothes and ask you questions, glorious questions about the kingdom of God, you can then draw them closer to Jesus.
啊，当我们的孩子拉着我们的衣角，向我们问一些荣耀的问题的时候，我们可以把他们带到耶稣的面前来。
Think about what it tells them if you have to send them somewhere else to go and talk about Jesus.
啊，你而不是要说把我们孩子打发给让别人去，让别人啊让他们引导他们。
Even if that's the ambo or a pastor or a leader, it can come from you.
嗯，但是啊，也可能是一个啊，你可能把他送牧师，但是你可以自己把你的孩子带到耶稣的面前来。
But this certainly isn't only for parents, is it? Because people without children are desperately needed by us too.
你知道啊啊，这些话当然也不只是对父母说，其实对那没孩子的人也同样的重要。
The church is very often described as a family.
我们常常把教会呢看成是一个家庭。
And so for all of us as a church, do not hinder.
所以对我们啊来说，对我们这个整个的教会来说，对我们所有人来说，我们都不应当拦阻着孩子来到耶稣这里。
Now I know it's quiet in here now, and there's not that much noise, but we need the noise of children and the inconvenience that they bring.
啊，我们需要啊，有的时候孩子很闹，但是我们不要禁止孩子。我们需要啊，这些噪音，尽管这些呢会给我们带来一些不便。
Jesus welcomed. He wasn't too busy. He didn't find them too distracting. Which means if you're part of this church here at Nawi Baptist, that's exactly how we work too.
你知道，耶稣欢迎这些孩子们，欢迎。耶稣不是很忙，他也不觉得孩子来到这里是捣乱，懂了吧？如果你是这个教会的一部分，你知道。我们的教会就是这样的工作的。
And I know you've worked hard as a congregation to do that. I've seen it.
你知道，我知道你们啊，做一个整个的教会都在努力的工作。
But it takes time and energy to set aside people and a place and a space for the kids to come together too, doesn't it?
哎，我们也需要啊，来找一些人，然后呢，用一些精力和时间来照顾孩子们。
But I don't know about you, but I love seeing the kids run around after the Mandarin service here and after you, just round and round, and they just love this place and it gives it energy and life, doesn't it?
嗯，他说我不知道你怎么样，我是非常喜欢看到聚会完之后小孩在那蹬脊梁骨碌乱跑了，这给我们生机，给我们活力，是不是？
This is why we as a church invest time into having stuff involved for kids.
这就是我们的教会为什么需要投资一些精力来关心孩子的原因。
While we have kids church on Sundays, homework plus on Mondays, Zone 46, which will be called Blast next year on Fridays for years 3 to 6, building lives around solid truth.
你知道我们现在我们的周日呢有周日的孩子们的聚会啊，还有周一呢我们要有家庭作业，然后呢有中4-6啊，明年呢叫 Blast。三年级到六年级的孩子都可以参加。我们把我们孩子的生命建立在圣经的真理上。
It's why some of your kids or friends' kids or grandkids are taught scripture in schools. Holiday club is on, camp is on, Wellington's on, youth ministry's on.
你说我们教会呢有很多的孩子的节目，懂吗？学校的经纶课程、假期的俱乐部，还有营会、惠灵顿青年的团契、星期五，还有12年级的好多的。
When you come to our Christmas carols.It's why there's animals and jumping castles. They're not for you. It's so the kids can ride on the donkeys and jump in the jumping castle.
你知道我们啊，每年呢，在这个皮尔克斯小学呢，有这个啊圣诞颂歌那个活动。我们有好多动物，还有那些 jumping castle， 那些个不是为我们大人的，是为了孩子们所准备的。
We want to be welcoming kids.
我们希望欢迎这些孩子们。
But our hearts can hinder the impact, can't they?
但是我们的心可能拦阻着小孩子们到神面前来，是不是？
Pride, which you just sung that you want to get rid of, pride can hinder.
有的是我们的骄傲可能拦阻着孩子们到这儿来。
Just like the disciples who thought they were too insignificant to cause meaningful inconvenience, we can do the same to kids.
你知道吗？就像那些个门徒一样，我们这些觉得这些孩子们太微不足道了，他们会造成很多的不方便，我们可能这样做。
But the kingdom of God belongs to such of these, Jesus said.
但是耶稣说，神的国就是属于这些人的。
Children are a wonderful reminder and often a rebuke to us, aren't they?
而儿童呢，对我们是一个很好的提醒，而不是一个责备。
I've got an illustration.
Yeah.
Yeah. My little daughter, who's 4, Tilly.
我的小女儿 Tilly 四岁了。
Sometimes I just want, we get her to bed and I'm just too tired. I just want to get her to bed, get Micah to bed and go and just relax.
她说我晚上的时候只想把 Tilly 放到她屋里去睡觉，让 Micah 去睡觉，我会自己回去睡觉。
And so we rush, 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 rush.
我们非常的匆忙。
And put her in and she says sometimes to me,
有的时候她会跟我说话。
But what about Bible story, Daddy?
她说 Daddy, 爸爸那个圣经故事怎么样啊？
To me, isn't that a rebuke though?
对我来说就是一个责备。
That I'm forgetting.
我忘了。
Her beautiful, simple, childlike faith.
她那一个非常美丽的孩子般单纯的信心。
Their presence in this passage, the children rebuked the disciples.
在后边的下面呢，耶稣呢来责备这些个门徒。
And their nature and their faith will often rebuke us too.
其实他们的信心常常是对我们的一种责备。
For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these.
因为在神国的正是这样的人，正是像孩子这样单纯的人。
Can you see that he says for? He's explaining, or because the kingdom of God belongs to such as these.
你看在这里说因为在这里有因为这个词，因为神在神国的正是这样的人。
There is a lesson here for all of us, no matter what our age is.
在这个呢，给我们每一个人都上了一堂课不管我们的年纪有多大。
See, sometimes when I look at kids, particularly babies, they're just so helpless. They just sort of lie there, and if they need something, they just scream. They can't do anything for themselves, can they?
当我看的时候，尤其是看那个小婴孩的时候，看他们是如此的无助，他们是完全的依赖人，是不是？
And Psalm 131 paints this picture.Beautifully. Now it does talk about breastfeeding, so just be aware breastfeeding will be talked about in church. But Psalm 131 paints this picture beautifully.
我们知道，在诗篇的131篇呢，给我们描绘了一个非常美丽的图画。
David says, "My heart is not proud, O Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have stilled and quieted my soul." Like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me.
诗篇的131篇一到二节，那里说：耶和华，我的心不狂傲，我的眼不高大，重大和测不得的事我也不敢行。我的心平稳安静，好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中。我的心在我里面，真像断过奶的孩子。
It's like a child at its mother's breast. I don't know if you've seen a baby recently after it's finished a full feed.
就像一个喂养母乳以后吃过奶过的孩子一样，完全的躺在他母亲的怀里。
But they end up like this.
就在那儿躺，就是
completely helpless, just completely contented, completely at rest, completely comfortable.
完全的那样的安息，完全的依赖神，完全的无助，完全的。
It's the nature. That's the nature of a child, isn't it? Whether they're 3 months or 3 years old.
这是一个孩子的性情，不管是三岁的孩子，或者是三个月的孩子。
Complete dependence.
完全的依赖别人。
I had a friend who recently had her 3-year-old with her other kids on a bus, and they were coming back from the city.
我最近呢，一个朋友呢，他一个三岁的孩子从 city 里坐公汽车回来。
And they're at a bus stop, and her 3-year-old son ran off the bus.
他说在当下车的时候，他的三岁的孩子从这公共汽车上跑了。
But she didn't realize.
他没有意识到。
And so the doors close.
这个门关掉了。
The bus drives off. And her three-year-old was left behind.
所以这个三岁的小孩呢，放留在后边了。
She didn't realize until she got home some distance later.
她直到到了家了才意识到孩子找不到。
This helpless three-year-old boy all by himself.
你知道三岁的孩子完全在街上。
And so she freaks out, she calls the police.
她非常的当时非常的惊慌失措了，来给打电话给这个警察。
She and the police finally find him.
最后他还有这个警察呢,
he had walked three blocks away from where the bus stop was.
已经走了三个街区之外了。
And he had crossed two major highways.
过了两个高速大路。
And we react like that, our hearts sort of skip a beat because that's, he is so helpless, isn't he?
我们想这个孩子在那时候可能是完全的无助。
That's how we need to view ourselves.
这个是应当是我们应当这样的看问自己。
We come to God like that child lost in the world without any hope, without any, we are hopeless and dependent on him.
就像一个孩子一样，丢失迷失在这个世界的人，我们完全的无助，我们只能完全的来依靠神。
Our trust is like the child just hanging on their mother's arm. You know, we sung, he leadeth us.
我们知道，我们就是来依靠神，就像孩子握住他母亲的手一样，就像我们刚才唱的，耶稣领我。
And you see those children, they're walking, and mom and their little feet are trying to keep up with mom as they walk.
你知道这个孩子呢，握住妈妈的手，然后他的脚紧紧的，我跟着妈妈往前跑。
Always looking to try and keep up, always looking to their mom.
总是急着跟着妈妈，老是仰望着妈妈。
When it's in times of need or hurt.
当他受伤的时候，当他有需要的时候。
That's who they cry out to, and we know the way that they run to hide behind when they're either scared or afraid, need somebody. They go dependent.
我们知道他们受伤的时候会向妈妈呼求。我们知道他们跑向了那里，有时他们害怕的时候，我们躲起来。我们知道怎么去找他们。
And Jesus set it up so that when we read verse 17, it's an either or. You either do or don't do this.
耶稣在十七节说你或者做这些，或者不做这些。
He says in verse 17,
他说在十七节里说，我实在告诉你们，凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。This
is serious. You either do or don't enter the kingdom of God.
这是非常一个严肃的事情。你是不是要进入到神的国度呢？
That's God's forever eternal reign. It's either yours or it's not.
神那个永恒的、永远的统治是你的。
Saved from your sin and pride and then welcomed into being part of this forever kingdom.
让拯救你脱离一切的罪恶，脱离一切的骄傲，可以进入到神的国度。
That must be received free from pride, free from pretension, conscious of our helplessness, our weakness, in pure dependence like a child.
我们必须完全的脱离罪恶，脱离我们的骄傲，没有任何的假冒，没有任何的自负，像小孩子一样单纯的进入神的国。
Now this story comes between two other parables about humility and pride. Pride in self and pride in stuff.
你知道这个故事呢，来自另一个两个比喻，一个是关于谦卑，另一个是骄傲，对自己或者对自己所拥有的东西感到骄傲。
And it should shine a light on our pride.
这个呢，应当在我们的骄傲上给我们照亮我们。
Firstly, pride in self.
首先，我们自我的骄傲。
The disciples displayed this, didn't they? They should have known better.
门徒就表现了这一点，他们应当知道的更多，是不是？
Just a little earlier in Luke chapter 9, they're arguing about who is the greatest.
在路加福音的九章前面，他就说到谁是在神的国里最大的呢？
But Jesus knew this, and so he takes a little child, and then he says this.
说耶稣知道他们的心，耶稣呢就接过一个小孩子来，对他们说，
Whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me.
凡是为我的名接待一个像这小孩子的，就是接待我。And
whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me.
凡是接待我的，就是接待那差我来的。For
he who is least among you all, he is the greatest.
你知道，在你们中间最小的，他在神国里才是大的。See
greatness, self-esteem, pride, puffing your chest in religion, trying to enter the kingdom by being significant all by yourself. It's not the way it works.
你知道这些人伟大、自尊和骄傲，甚至很多人觉得自己成为伟大的人才能进入到神的王国。
You end up sounding like the Pharisee in the parable just before, in verse 11.
你听起来这些呢都是法利赛人，他们自己竭力的想自己成为好像很重要很伟大，就像在前面的这个比喻一样。
Who stood up and prayed about himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get.
你知道吗？就是在那个后边那个前面那个法利赛人那里，他站着自言自语的祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不像这个税吏，我一个失败一个礼拜进食两次，凡我所得的我都捐上十分之一。
And why did Jesus tell this parable? Verse 9.
耶稣为什么说这个比喻呢？
He told it to some who were confident of their own righteousnessand look down on everybody else like the insignificant children.
耶稣呢，为什么讲这个比喻呢？耶稣讲这个比喻就是那些仗着自己是义人，觉得自己好像很伟大，藐视别人的，设了这个比喻。
The only thing a child of God can bring is wholehearted trust in him.
如果一个人他能够进入到神国度，他需要完全的、全心的来信靠神。
It's not your religion, it's not your attendance at this service.
不是你的宗教信仰，不是我们的教会的出勤的统计的数据。
It's not your years of experience, how loud you sing, how much you give.
也不是你有多少年的在教会里侍奉的经验，也不是你给了多少钱，也不是你唱歌唱的多大声。
It's not about whether your kids are believers or if your kids are believers.
也不管说是你的孩子是信主的人，或者你孩子的孩子是信主的人。
Please don't let your pride make you old and crusty in faith.
不要让骄傲让你变得很老，让你的信心只是一层外壳，里面是空洞的，没有一点真实的内容。
But in your Bibles, you'll see the parable that follows is also a warning.
你知道在下面的比喻呢，其实也是一个警告。
I wonder if you've ever seen a child play with rocks.
我不知道你见到没有见到孩子呢玩那个石头。
Or just in the dirt.
或者在这个泥巴里玩。
They love it. There's joy and amazement in their eyes, isn't there?
他们喜欢玩这些东西，是不是？
Little children just watch and they discover things and they light up.
你知道，当小孩子看着新东西的时候，他就像发现新大陆一样，他脸都发光了。
Eve, my 8-month-old daughter.
Eve, 我的八个月的小女孩。
She lights up when you smile at her. She's got these 6 gummy teeth and she just...Lights up when you smile at her.
当你要冲她一笑啊，她那六个牙都裂出来了，然后冲你笑。
But also, she'll throw anything away in her hand if her mum comes to pick her up.
如果妈妈一来抱她的话，把所有的东西都扔掉了。
If it's a rock or $1,000.
不管是一个石头或者1,000块钱。
If it's a toy house
或者
or the deed to one of the houses in this suburb.
或者是这个。我都忘了说什么，然后
It doesn't matter.
不管什么。
You see, God's kingdom is kind of like her reacting to mom.
神的国度就像这个孩子对神的对妈妈的反应一样。
It's a glorious thing that we can receive the kingdom of God. It's an incredible thing.
知道我们能够进入到神国度，这是一个非常荣耀的事情。
Yet as we get older, we can become jaded or it just fades a bit, the gloriousness of the kingdom.
但是我们年纪大了以后，我们显得怨见了。
We can become overwhelmed with worry. What kid's ever worried? An 8-month-old has never worried about anything. But we get overwhelmed with worry. We get worried about houses and food and money and clothes and stuff.
我们这些人不像小孩子一样，我们会有很多的事情来忧虑，我们有房子、钱财、我们的衣服吃的、穿的会忧虑。
The child simply trusts their father.
这个孩子呢，就是单单的来依靠他的父亲。
There is a warning in our passage, and for those who know and love the Lord Jesus, there's a moment we need to pause here at.
对那些个不真正的认识神的人、不爱神的人，需要停止来思想这个警告。
I tell you the truth, says Jesus. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it.
耶稣说凡是不像小孩子接受神国的，凡不像这个小孩子的，他断不能进入到神的国中去。
Pride in self and stuff can hinder God's children. That's you.
对财物，对自己感到骄傲，可以拦阻神的儿女们进入神的国。这个人可能就是你。
From receiving the kingdom like a child.
他会拦阻着我们像孩子一样能够谦卑地接受神的国。
A childlike faith doesn't mean it's simple and you don't know God well.
这个孩子般单纯的信心并不是一个简单的信心，不是说好像你对神完全的不认识。
It means a humble, complete dependence on our God.
这意味着我们需要谦卑的、完全的依赖我们的神。
And no matter how old or wise or jaded or full of stuff you get, that never changes.
无论有多大的年纪，也不管有多聪明，也不管我们有多厌倦或者多充实，其实这个永远都不会改变。
So today, remember that Jesus says.
所以我们今天应该记得耶稣所说的话。
Let the children come.
让小孩子们。到这里来吧。
And come like them too, because then the kingdom is yours.
让他们来到这里，因为神的国正是他们的。
Let's pray.
好，我们低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we can receive the kingdom of God.
天父，我们谢谢你，我们像我们这样软弱的人，我们可以进入到神的国。
Only by being childlike in our faith.
我们只要怀着一个像小孩子一样单纯的信心。
Thank you that that's a comfort and also a bit of a warning.
谢谢你，这对我们是个安慰，也对我们是一种警告。
Help us to never let pride of self and pride of stuff get in the way.
让我们永远不让我们的自我，让钱财，让外在的事物拦阻着我们来到神的国度。
Help us to come like the little children.
帮助我们像小孩子一样。怀着一个单纯的信心来到你的面前。
And help us to welcome many, many little children into this church.
欢迎我啊！我们祈求你，让我们能够欢迎更多的小孩人来到你的神的国度。
All for your glorious name, Lord.
谢谢你，为了你名荣耀的缘故，奉耶稣名祷告，阿门。